Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Whatever time's convenient for you, they'll work around your schedule. So go over to ReliableAir.com.
Yes.
Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us at a time convenient for him, because that's how he works at 1:20 today. It's a bye week for the Falcons, but we'll get a reaction to the first four games. Obviously, haven't talked to him since the nice win over Washington. Couple Falcons players offensively and defensively being named award winners for the month of September.
Nice.
So we'll talk about that as well with Joe. The AMA at 1:40, as always. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929 to wrap things up in the final segment. We'll get to the big story of the day in just a minute as well.
Saw that when we were talking about Joe, saw that he was they finished the LA United building. The facility, the training facility.
Nice.
Yeah, they finished it up.
Was it a 15? Maybe, I don't want to short him. It was either 15 or $25 million expansion.
Yeah.
On that building.
Yeah, man.
That's
an investment.
That's a very big investment.
Yes.
That Arthur Blank has made into that team, and
the
returns have been really frustrating.
Exactly.
For the last handful of years. So imagine he's going to start getting a little. Probably already is getting a little antsy with all that.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of money to put in. And again, like you go back and watch that David Beckham documentary and the little part of it that was on the MLS when he came there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're practicing like in a junior college.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting on a metal bench like we did in high school on the sideline on a football field that still has the lines
yes.
on it. And it's like, he was like, what is this?
Yes.
And now
it's first class.
They've got, you know, they've got state-of-the-art facilities, and some teams have their own like soccer specific stadiums
yes.
and all that. Like it's changed for sure, but
pretty cool.
It'd be really cool if Atlanta United could get back to being what they were.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun.
That was, man. That was. But the building looked sharp. As I was saying, it looked sharp.
What do they got? Like what
I don't know.
Like
I just saw Joe act tell us. Joe had the camera. He was like taking pictures, and I saw a picture.
Oh, we can ask Joe.
Of Mr. Blank walking in with the red. Take me to your blazer guy, Arthur Blank.
Those are made out of a material that
we don't even know. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
That's not wool.
He'd be having some sharp-ass blazers,
yeah.
man.
That's not wool. That's alpaca.
Like, I would dress like up to wear blazers like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, that is
yes.
that would be one of the fun things about being a ultra-billionaire like these guys.
I would wear...
can dress like that every single day.
And just be chilling.
Yeah.
Ash got it down.
I heard the suite that he has at Mercedes-Benz, like where he watches the games, like his own personal, it's almost like an apartment
uh-huh.
with his own elevator to go up to it.
Uh-huh.
I heard the wallpaper is like not wallpaper, it's like feathers.
What?
Yeah, like they got, it's like actual.
Like falcon feathers?
I don't know if that's what it is or what, but that's how fancy it is. Like they don't have wallpaper. Don't have wallpaper.
Do they have a big falcon problem in Atlanta?
We got hawks in our neighborhood.
I'm just curious, where'd they come up with the Falcon name? I mean, it fits Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta Falcons sounds good.
I'm sure there's somebody out there that can let us know.
Yeah, a lot of the, you know, the Hawks, and then you got the Thrashers. That's a bird, too. That's the state bird.
Yeah, but I understand. But,
love naming teams after birds around here.
I wonder where the Falcons came from.
It's a good question.
Love it, though.
I like
Atlanta
it, too.
Atlanta Falcons.
I like it, too. We, again, like I said, we got our, I like the Hawks in our neighborhood. Haven't had any rodent problems at all for a couple years. Like, Cooks does a good job.
Yes.
Not as good as those Hawks. Like, those baby, I haven't seen those baby raccoons because they moved to a different neighborhood.
I'm about to say.
They moved to a nicer place.
Yeah. Don't get
them. That's what we told our kids.
Yeah, don't get them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Because we brought them to a nice raccoon home where they live now and with their family. They didn't get eaten alive by those Hawks.
It's unbelievable.
In somebody's backyard.
Unbelievable.
I bet those raccoons died a gruesome death, man. You imagine just getting your intestines ripped out by a giant bird?
Yes.
That's what happened to those baby raccoons.
What if she's in the car listening?
She's not.
Okay.
School's not over yet.
Yeah, would have got picked her up early.
If they're listening to this in kindergarten.
You know what I'm waiting for?
I got a problem.
You know what I'm waiting for? Because your baby's in school now. And I know Bo's been through this. The sick. The sick not wanting to go to school. Sick.
Yeah, she hasn't done that
yet. She hasn't done it yet? Mm-mm. Of the two, who's going to keep her home? Because you're up with her.
I'm the one who's there.
Exactly. So I'm the one who's there. So saying, oh, Dad, head's not feeling too well. I don't care. So what's your point? You still go to school, but I don't feel good. Like his mama. Okay, Samson. And they asked me gallivanting off somewhere. Like I didn't miss school because I was sick. Because I never got sick as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
When I missed school, I skipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would pretend to be sick. Yeah. Sometimes. And my mom would be like,
pretending.
All right, fine.
Angel wasn't going for no pretend. We had thermometers.
I liked going to school.
Really?
So it was fun. That's where the girls were. Man, like I was 12. I was 14. Was going to hang out at home. What am I going to do all day? Watch Price is Right? Try to see the Scrambly Channel? I'm trying to go there, man. That's where they were.
The Scrambly Channel?
I'm sit around and watch 99 all day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I didn't
tire
like
my forearm out.
I was not good.
I'm trying to go to school.
Yeah. No. I'm talking about mid school when you skip. Have no sickness with over school.
I had algebra to learn, man. We had to figure out the Pythagorean theorem and all that. I was a scholar.
Were you?
Yeah.
Graduated with honors.
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I was a good student. I really did like school. I really enjoyed it. I liked going. It's where my friends were, and I liked hanging out with my friends. Oh
yeah, that's like because I got
And that's where the girls.
The girls.
That's what they were. They weren't at my house. They were over there. They were at Franklin High School. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Offense, it'd be about just continuing to let our identity come out. I think our identity came out in a major way yesterday when it came to running the football.
Yesterday.
And then being able to get some of those throws off and play action pass. You know, he was 76% passing and doing some of those things, some really good things. We got the long ball going, so to speak, yesterday. I think that was another part of it. So just really increasing those things and doing some of those different things that way.
That's how you know it's the bye week, because they're talking about a game that happened on Sunday.
Yes.
Obviously, they have the week off or most of the week off or whatever it is up there. Good. Get right. Get healthy. Get back to work next week. And then they got the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football.
Yes. Which
that'll be, up and down, inconsistent first four games. You measure yourself against one of the best teams in football at home on a national stage. You have an opportunity to do that.
Okay. Again, they would have found out the Falcons got their name from a contest they held in 1965. It was from some young lady in Griffin who won a naming contest sponsored by the Smith family.
And it is a good name.
Yes. Oh, I love the name.
It is a good name.
I love the name.
But, like, nobody came up with anything more creative
I'm assuming she won the contest, and then she got to name
it. So she could have come up with anything.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I'm assuming.
Good thing she was reasonable.
Yeah.
They could have been called anything.
Yeah. But I like it. The Falcons.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
It's very good. It's very
okay.
Good.
Okay. We know.
So that's what they're called. Bijan Robinson was the offensive player of the month in the NFL. Was it the NFL or the NFC?
NFL.
The whole league.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Xavier Watts was the rookie of the month in the NFL in the month of September. So you got offensive player and defensive player getting some awards.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a good sign. Anytime you can talk about individual awards, I mean, I think the biggest thing with Bijan is is putting himself in a upper echelon type category of running backs.
I know we have plenty of time, like so much time, but it's the bye week, so it is what it is, to talk about the Bills matchup. But if they're going to be competitive in that game, which I think that they can be,
yeah.
Bijan's going to – they're not a great run defense.
Okay.
They have not been a great run defense.
We need to put a lot of context in it because I hear a lot of people saying that. They're without their best defensive tackle, their best linebacker.
Great.
All right.
Are they going to still
be without
him?
I don't know. And then you look at who they played that runs the ball. Well, let's keep a little context on that because I keep hearing that.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Well, if those guys don't play.
If they don't play, yeah, you might have something. But if they play, it's a lot. It's a different story. But, when you look at where Xavier Watts is, and what did we talk – when we first found out that he had two rookies starting – and what because you made a great point, because I thought they brought the guy in from the Rams to be the other guy. You said, no, they brought these guys in to take his job. And the confidence that they had in Xavier Rice, we both loved that draft pick when they picked him out of Notre Dame. Like, this dude is this. And he's proven everything that we thought of him, and especially whatever the Falcons thought of him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a good young player who was only getting better. And for him to get that, that just instills more confidence in him. And it instills maybe more confidence in Brick where I could do more things with this young guy. And, it's just, it's coming along. Because we knew how important it was for these young guys to help this team out this year.
Well, yeah. I mean, half the defense is rookies and second-year guys. So if the defense was going to be any good at all, it was going to be because young players played well. And that's happening so far. It's also just one of those things like, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but – if the league kind of figures out how to attack some of these young guys, which is possible on the defense, then at the end of the year, we're probably not going to go back and talk about a Rookie of the Month award. But where we stand right now with the first month being over, it's just nice for the Falcons to get a little win like that every once in a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there just haven't been that many draft picks, especially on the defensive side of the ball, over the last handful of years that early – played like this, or ever played like this, honestly, because they've missed a ton on defense over the last handful of years. But like to have guys come in so quickly, because it was the game against Minnesota where both of the first round pass rushers got a sack, where both of the rookie defensive backs got an interception.
Crazy.
And it's like, great. Like it's so encouraging for them to, and again, will they be right in the grand scheme of things? Who knows? But it feels like right now they are.
Yeah, man.
Which is great.
Yeah, like it's again in this
Falcons world that we've lived in, where the positives have been hard to come by. It's totally worth celebrating what these guys are doing right now to have rookies doing stuff like that. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun because of where they were after two weeks ago, Buck. When we came on air, it was bleak, man.
That's the Falcons world that we live in.
Yeah, man. It was freaking bleak.
And that's why I'm not sitting here making any bold declarations about it, because we could be back there quickly.
Exactly.
We know how quick that trip is.
Yeah.
It's 60 minutes.
How quick that trip is.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But I mean,
to Monday, people calling and firing everybody.
Yes.
That's a 60 minute drive.
Yeah.
I know the games, but you know what I mean. The games
exactly
are 60 minutes long.
Yeah.
So enjoy the wins. Enjoy the Rookie of the Month. Enjoy the Offensive Player of the Month. Enjoy the 34 against Washington. Enjoy all of it.
Yeah.
Because you know how quickly it turns the other way.
Yeah, it does. And enjoy this weekend because it's a stress-free weekend.
Yeah.
A stress-free Saturday for Falcon fans.
You know what I'm hopeful of? I'm hopeful that throughout this season and then on into the future, the most fun time of the year for us and for Falcons fans is the season. Because the most fun time of the year otherwise has been talking about the season.
Right.
Getting ready for
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha.
Talking about the draft or who you might sign or whatever. The 8 months where they're not playing has been a lot more fun than the 4 months where they are.
Yes.
Let's make the 4 months fun, too. I know it's not up to us. We tried with our
tank tops. We tried the damn tank tops. Hey, guys, want your Thanksgiving week to start off with some golf for a great cause. Well, Sports Radio 99 The Game, that we're having our third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing. It's coming up on Monday, November 24th, over at Eagles Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Such a great time, obviously, for a good cause. Now it's your chance to sign up. Go to 99thegame.com and click the events link. But do it now. before the foursomes are going quick. They're going really quickly, the foursomes, Andy.
Foursomes always go quickly.
Yeah, they always go quickly. Some people get too excited. That's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets, November 24th. So go over there and sign up, guys.
That's what the Blue Chew's for.
Yeah, man. Go over there and sign up.
Promo code Andy. We'll come back and talk to Smoking Joe Patrick.
You're going to come back for that one.
No stranger to a foursome himself. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Golf one. A golf one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Shrillville, yes, sir. And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who?
Andy and Randy.
Yes sir.
Welcome back, man. Whoop.
20 minutes away from the AMA. Ask me anything, any question, any topic. We wrap the show up that way every single day. Every day, because it's up to you guys to ask us about anything
phone.
That you want.
Phone.
I'm begging for
phone
calls.
We don't beg.
Plead.
No.
Ask nicely?
Yes.
Politely?
Yes. Well, I didn't do
I'm not too proud to beg. I'll beg. Come on, please. Call 404-726-0929. I'm not. They should make a song about that.
They did. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Did you see the video? I know we got to get to Joe. They were showing this woman was in karaoke in this small bar singing Waterfalls or something, and then T-Boz and Chili like popped up on her.
Really?
The coolest video.
That is cool.
Yeah, it was so cool. I was like.
I've never heard anyone do Waterfalls at karaoke before. Because I always wonder how they'd handle the
left eye?
The rap part.
Yeah.
Because you can really embarrass yourself trying to do that.
You can.
You know?
You can.
Like, the singing part's fun to sing, and yes. I could see how somebody would want to do that. But you try, We had a I don't know who they were, but we had like a cover band perform at our elementary school, and they did that song, and they did that part, and it was not pretty.
It's never good.
It was not pretty.
It's never good.
It was like a little white lady. It was not good.
It's Thursday at the McMichael House, karaoke day.
Okay.
Oh yeah, my wife is she's singing her ass off right now.
You ever do waterfalls?
No, I don't do. I gotta be. And I'll call it like it. I got to be pretty slizzard to karaoke.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to be slizzard.
Fair enough.
If I'm slizzard.
What's your go-to?
Oh, when I'm slizzard? Oh, love TKO.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Mine's La Bamba, Richie Valens. I could be stone cold sober, but that's my go-to. It is. All right, let's go Smoking Joe in here.
In one corner, we've got 92.
A fun song to sing.
3 inches and just under 400 pounds. To the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smoking Joe Patrick.
Everybody knows it.
Because he likes to cause trouble.
Everybody knows it.
I got a TLC story for you.
Everybody likes it. Joe's got a TLC story. Of course he does. Yeah, hey, Joe.
So that was one of the first CDs I ever had as a kid.
Yep.
It was given to me in my Christmas stocking, that album that had Waterfalls
crazy,
on it.
Crazy, sexy, so cool. Don't act like you don't know what it's called.
Crazy, sexy, cool, right? That's
crazy,
right,
sexy, cool is what it's called, Joe.
Classic. And if you're familiar with the record, there's one track on there that's like a prank call. It's like a throwaway track that's just a prank call. And it includes a curse word. So I was like playing it on, like we had the little boom boxes back in the day. And I'm playing it on there. And mom hears the curse word on there who, you know, it was Santa who got it for me, not mom. And so that album was then taken away at least for a little bit. And then the other thing is that Chili was either the cousin or nephew of someone who went to my high school, that someone being Sean Bailey, former Georgia wide receiver. So how about that little tie-in? So she would come to, like, make an appearance at lunch every once in a while to come see him, and it was, like, awesome to have a celebrity in the house.
There's also a very underrated and underappreciated Andre 3000 verse on the song on that album, too.
Is there really?
Back when he went by Dre. It just says Dre.
Dre.
He wasn't even Andre 3000 yet. Yeah,
Dre.
Incredible.
They do a
great story about the Waterfalls, how the music came to be, because Organized Noise produced a lot of those songs, but they produced that song in the Organized Noise, the Art of Organized Noise documentary.
Mm-hmm.
They tell the story of making that song. They made it in like 15 minutes.
Like,
they were kind of jamming.
It feels like
whatever.
That happens so often with these classic songs. Yeah. They're just like a stroke of genius that hits at one moment,
exactly.
And then boom.
The stars aligned perfectly, and they were like, oh, play that again, play that again. And then they had what one of the members of the band came down, and it's just, anyway, great documentary if you haven't seen it. Something to watch this Sunday, too, because the Falcons aren't playing. I know people are going to watch all the other games as well, but we haven't had a chance to talk, Joe, since what happened on Sunday against the Commanders. What was your kind of biggest, what impressed you most about what they improved upon from week to week and kind of your biggest takeaway from that win?
Well, I think it wasn't like unexpected that Michael Penix was going to be able to bounce back after that performance in Carolina. But I think that the further we got away from that performance in Carolina and without having played that Commanders game yet was my reflection on it was that like Michael Penix just played really, really poorly. You know, he's just missing open receivers. And I went back and looked actually yesterday at the EPA, the expected points added in that game. It was the third worst quarterback performance of the season across the NFL that Michael Penix had against the Panthers there with a minus 25 number there for whatever that means. But it also had just like all the numbers, the expected completions also were like crazy bad in that game. So you thought he was going to be able to bounce back to some extent, but then what he ends up doing in that Commanders game was at the time have the third best game across, you know, NFL quarterbacks this NFL season. And then later that night, there were two that jumped above him in that game between Dallas and Green Bay. Dak Prescott and Jordan Love each had the second and third best games of the season so far. But I think it's just, you know, it just goes to show the resiliency that he has, both mentally and physically, being able to shake something like what happened there in Carolina off. And we hope to never see something like that again. And I'm not saying that it was all his fault, but I do think that that game, it just really struck me how much of a team's potential output is just limited by the fact that if your quarterback doesn't show up, you just really don't have much of a chance to win. And so to see him come back and be able to get all these pieces involved, and I think that Zach Robinson helped in that and kind of correcting from his own mistakes from that Carolina game as well. I just thought it was really impressive to see the way that they bounced back.
So, Patrick, I know there's 17 games now, but we're going to do like we used to do with the whole quarter systems. And after the first quarter, what is your concerns with this football team? I said yesterday, me and Bunk were talking about everything needs to be improved, don't get me wrong. But the kick, the coverage teams, you know, it just seems like they're on the back wherever they are as far as that part.
Special teams is still a huge concern because, you know, it's not as, like, interesting to analyze or talk about because it's such, like, it's either good or bad type of thing on special teams. But, you know, with the kicking game especially, it could be something that bites this team really badly later on in the season. And it already has bitten this team pretty badly that's cost them so far. So that's obviously going to be a huge, you know, thing. But there's not really anything we can really dissect there other than that you hope the kicker makes his kicks. And then, yeah, like on coverage team and on return, there's some issues, obviously, you know, catches knuckleball kicks and stuff. But again, it's like, okay, they're either going to catch it and do it or not. So we'll see. As far as like the offense and defense goes, I think that what we saw in that Commanders game was really important because otherwise my main talking point for sure would be about the Falcons offense. But I think the most important thing that happened in that game was you saw the versatility that these players allow Zach Robinson to have offensively. So like, for example, you come out in 12 personnel, that's two tight ends, but you can come out in 12 personnel that forces like a base defense to come out on the defense. But then you have a bunch set of Bijan Robinson, Darnell Mooney, and Drake London on one side with Charlie Warner in the backfield, and you're set up to pass and have mismatches against the base defense look. So I think that we were able to see that from Zach Robinson was really impressive. They need to continue on that track, and having a player like Kyle Pitts as well really helps where he can be, you don't know if he's going to come out of that huddle and, you know, be an inline tight end or be split out in an X role, which we're seeing more and more of, which is really important. So I think just continuing that on offense, and then you hope to see the consistent performances. And then on defense, you know, I think on defense there's not a lot to like really nitpick because they've been so much better than I think any of us could have reasonably anticipated. But I would say that, you know, we did see, I think, some of the vulnerabilities of this style of defense and how they want to play up front with this attack style front and getting gashed a little bit by the Commanders running game. And so you hope to limit that over the course of the season. But honestly, like if they get gashed from time to time, I'm going to take it. I think the coaching staff will take it as long as they're kind of getting the production and the pass defense and everything else they've gotten so far this season.
Smokin' Joe Patrick joining us here on the midday show with Andy and Randy, as he always does on Thursdays, talking Falcons and kind of, like Randy said, taking that first four games as a quarter poll of the season. I think, I don't know, we were kind of all in the same range as far as floor and ceiling go before the season starts. Now that they're four games in and there's been some extremes in either direction, has your opinion of kind of what the peak of this team could be and also maybe the valley of this team could be changed at all?
I think actually, you know, even though they're just 2-2, and I think that that's the mark a lot of us were talking about, that they kind of needed to hit that mark in order to keep on track. And it's kind of like a golf tournament or like a poker tournament or something where you can lose in the opening 4 weeks. You can kill your season. You can't really make your season, but you can kind of be on track, which is where the Falcons are. But the reason why I say the ceiling is actually higher than I would have had it before the season is because of what we're seeing on defense. Like, we were thinking that the way for this team to make the playoffs was to hope to have like a top 20 defense, just like a serviceable unit on that side, and then on offense be able to score a lot of points. And I think what we're seeing is that this defense can actually be better than serviceable. They can be an actual weapon for this team. And I think there is the potential of this team can still be one of the, like, a very potent offense, even though we've really only seen that through one game this season. I think, guys, like, the thing that they have to prove as a team is an ability to take a game like you have against the Commanders or like they have had against the Minnesota Vikings, and they didn't do this, but you got to be able to go from strength to strength week to week and not kind of get high on your own supply, but to just kind of have that professionalism to like get back to work, improve. And I'm not saying that they don't do that, but I just think it's one of those subconscious things where it can creep in and you just give yourself leeway here or there and you don't really kind of get buckled down like you do when you have an embarrassing loss and you feel that sense of pressure to a man, to themselves across that locker room. So I think they've got to do that because they've got to be able to string three or four wins together probably at some point, or win four out of five or something like that. But I think that the potential is there for them to do it.
When you said creep in, was that a sneaky way of tying it all back into Crazy Sexy Cool? Because that's the title.
Yes, it was, Andy. Yeah. I'm glad you picked up on that because not a lot of people get my high-minded
second
comment.
Song on
the
album.
Joe, real quick, I got a question because when you're talking about the defense and these new, I'll call it made up damn like statistics, like splash plays. What the hell metric or who came up with that, Joe?
I saw James Pierce.
James Pierce is third in the league in splash defensive play. What the hell is a splash defensive play, Joe? You got one damn sack.
I know. And it's like it's gone beyond just like pressure rates and stuff. Like these invented things, which is like I guess a splash play is like any kind of negative gain or known or negative gain. I don't even know. But yeah, you're right. They're coming up with all this newfangled stuff.
We need to come up with our own thing. Like we've, you know.
That's right.
Don't fight it.
Splash.
Join it.
How do you know? Like that argument, Joe, you hang out with people like that make the argument. Have you seen this new thing? Oh, he's third in the league at splash plays. What are you talking about?
You know what else?
And then you get to put it on a fancy chart and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what else splashes?
No, Andy, I don't.
Waterfalls.
Bye, Joe.
Waterfalls.
We'll talk to you next week, Joe. We'll talk to you next week, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Also a song from the album. Sorry. So I'm operating up here, y'all. Sorry.
You're getting it, dog.
Come with me.
You're getting
no,
there.
I'm up. Do you need to get up here? Do you do the La Bamba in Spanish? Oh, what am I supposed to do? Translate it to English?
I don't know. But I can. Can you sing it in English?
I do know what it is in English.
Okay, that's all I'm asking.
But yeah, it's a Spanish. You sing it Spanish. La Bamba.
Do you need the
Se necesito.
Do you need the screen?
De gracia.
Do you need
no, I don't.
Do you need the screen?
No, I don't need the screen. Dude, I've sung that song so many times. I watched that movie more times than probably any other movie in my life.
Really?
I love that movie.
I love La Bamba.
I wanted to be...
You wanted to be a Mexican singer, rock singer, huh?
I did.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a Mexican rock singer. We have a kids book about Richie Valens for like Lily and Jack. Yeah. They skip the end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, and his music is still beloved to this day by millions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah, no, we don't.
There's
want to
one
that.
Page missing there.
I'll rip it out to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll rip it out to you.
Not that one. All right. We'll come back and get to an AMA. Your chance to join the program and ask us anything. 404-726-0929. We will answer your questions next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA, Ask Me Anything, to wrap up the show every single day and ask and you shall receive. What wonderful listeners we have, Randy.
Yes.
Full phone lines, all six of them. I love it.
Were you begging?
Well, I was begging, yeah.
No.
I was begging. Guilt trip and beg, whatever it takes. I don't care. I'll do anything. I'll do anything to make the segment good. This final hour of the show also brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Let's start with Walter, who's in Atlanta. Hey, Walter.
What's up, fellas? To your question, Randy, I think Randy was like, who came up with the name Falcons?
Uh-huh.
And it was funny that you came up with that earlier because I was yesterday years old when I actually seen it on Instagram. It was supposed to be some like teacher or something, like a school teacher.
Yes.
That came up with the name.
Yes.
Yeah. So my question to you guys is, do you guys get any like tidbits or all like, I never knew that type stuff on Instagram or social medias or whatnot?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
And I love little stuff like that.
Yes.
I love finding out. Like, I'm a real, these phrases that we use either in life or in sports.
Right.
Just kind of
how they came up.
Where'd that come from?
Where the hell
and then
is?
You find it. So many of them come from horse racing and boxing.
Right.
Because those were the huge popular sports like 100 years ago. But yeah, no, I love stuff like that. Have you ever named something, not children or whatever, but have you ever named something, not like a franchise, but that still is called that to this day? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of nothing.
I can't either.
I can't think of nothing, but
come up with a name of like a... They should let... I mean, what was the name of the shake joint going to be?
Oh.
Randy's...
Randy's, something? Oh God, I forgot that fast.
Max something.
It's gonna be Max Yams or something.
Something like that. I don't remember, but it was good. It was good.
Yeah, but I'm trying to. No, I've never ever come up with nothing like that.
Neither have I. Mm-mm. What would you like to have named after you?
Oh man, I want to be on some currency.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Okay,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah,
but so not named after like your image.
No, I want to be named after. I want some money.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to be.
How much?
It don't matter, man. I want to be like Prince. I want to be like Prince
nickel?
Of King. I want to be like Prince of King. When I say he got his own.
But I'm saying you don't want to be.
Oh, I want to be. I want to be a big face.
Yeah.
Big face. I want to be no 100. Give me a big face 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't even. I know Benjamin Franklin's on the 100. I don't know who's on the 50.
You listen.
Yes, we know that, Bo.
I didn't know that.
I knew that.
I didn't.
But I was
put Randy on it.
He's gonna put me on that. Yeah.
You can take his place.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I'd like to have like a protected forest named after me. Like Andy Bunker National Forest.
Sounds about right.
I'd like that.
Sounds about right.
And then you can plant me there.
Yes, because
we
die. Know that.
Yeah.
I will visit you. I will come visit you.
I'm not sure if I want to be an oak or if I want to be a sequoia. But I'll let you know.
Okay.
Dan is in
Sandy
Springs.
Wherever you go, I'm going to be there.
Thank you, Randy. You think you're going to live longer than me?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's going on, fellas? Right. So just real quick, man. Braves manager thing. I had mentioned, I was talking about it with some of my buddies. I had mentioned Ron Washington, not realizing how old he was. Mm-hmm. But it would definitely be good to have Ron home. So do you guys have any preference of who you guys would want to be the next Braves manager, man? Just want to pick your guys' brain about that.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. Thank
Appreciate
you, Dan. I do. There's one just kind of thinking about it for 24 hours.
Ross.
There's David Ross.
Yeah.
David Ross would make me. I would be happy about that.
Why?
I don't know. I like him.
I mean, no, I like him, but I'm talking about, like, how is he as a Cubs manager?
I think he was pretty good.
He's pretty good?
I don't think he was the man. Joe Madden was the manager. No, Joe Madden's manager. What's he up to? Or is he too old?
Oh, he's too damn old.
Is he?
Yeah, he probably was saying. No, wasn't Ross. Did he manage the Cubs once?
He did, yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
But I was saying, was he the manager when they won the World Series?
Oh, no. Madden was.
262 and 284. Just under 500.
All right.
Didn't have a whole lot to work with.
The roster wasn't any
good. Okay, I'm just curious. I was curious. I know I like him too. I like him too.
I just like him. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. All right. I don't have a better opinion than that. All
right.
But honestly, like all the names that I've seen, reasonable and fine.
Right.
There's not a name. We said the one yesterday. Only guy I don't want is Buck Showalter.
Yeah.
You keep him away from my Braves.
Was his name on it?
No, he didn't say it. We just brought it up yesterday. You brought it up
I know that, but I thought it was on a list of something you might have saw. Okay.
No. David is in Atlanta. Hey, David.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hello, David.
Hey, gentlemen, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Hey, I just wanted to call to say about that Falcons thing. I used to work in the SunTrust building, and you can go up on the 30th floor or above and sit there and watch Falcons fly up there and eat their prey all day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, right there in the sun. Yeah.
What are they normally eating?
They usually have, like, field mice and little things like that that they'll fly up there on the ledge and just sit there, eat lunch, and fly right back out.
There you go. You mean, if you're a bird, you might as well have lunch with a view.
With a view, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, hey, we can scope something out.
Yeah. You know what I've thought about?
It's just like that South meat, crackers, and cheese. You got to have
it. Yeah.
Exactly right. Thank you, David. You know how many great sporting events you could attend if you were a bird?
Yes.
Just free.
Yes.
Every game.
Yes.
Just careful with Randy Johnson, obviously.
Oh, yeah, because Randy take you out.
Yeah, he'll explode your
that's
feathers.
That's still the craziest thing in the world.
It's the craziest thing.
It's still one of the craziest thing in the world I've ever seen.
It's crazy that happened. Chris is in Roswell. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How we doing?
Good.
All right.
Hey, so here's my question. So I love y'all's show, and one of the things that I love about it is when y'all go off on tangents sometimes, and so – last week, I think it was, y'all were talking about paint colors and like home decor and stuff like that. And Randy said he's a grown A man. And so my question, Randy, is your wife listens to the show sometimes. So when you get home, do you ever kind of catch a side eye from her of, oh, you a grown A man, huh?
No. This was one of the deals with when
it's a good question. Though,
it is, but no, this is one of the deals when I said that I was going to do this full time. I told the kids and I told my wife, and I told my family, y'all are all content now. I'm going to tell people some stuff and I'm going to talk about stuff before I met you and all those different things. Mm-hmm. And she's like, that's fine. Yeah, so now she don't think about it. She knows I'm a grown ass damn man, and I ain't scared of that woman. You know, she's 5'3". She ain't even hurt nobody. She ain't even hurt nobody.
She knows where you sleep though.
Yeah, I know. They're all good sports. I've never gotten a side egg for anything.
Yeah, the other thing too though I think you agree with me on this one, like the crazy stories, especially if there's any embarrassing stuff.
Yeah, I would never
it's normally
it.
About ourselves.
It's about ourselves. I would never. I won't never embarrass anybody. I ain't Mo. Yeah, we ain't Mo in Columbus. Yeah,
we're not gonna bring any like real problem or anything like that.
Yeah.
I will say I'm probably a little bit more, probably a little bit more willing to tell everything from 11 to 1.
Yeah.
If he gets off at 1, so 1 to 2, we might be a little more buttoned up.
Yeah.
Although the AMA happens, she's listening right now.
But like, no, her friends and their husbands listen.
Uh-huh.
And so they be snitching sometimes. Like, dog. All right, so I'm telling you, if y'all married to some of my wife's friends or y'all clients or whatever, stop damn snitching. I love y'all, too. I know they love the show. But don't be going to tell your wife, because what's your wife going to do? Whew, my husband heard Randy say that.
It's a great question because we definitely reveal a lot of personal details.
But no, they don't get nobody gets upset with me.
Dion is in Mansfield. Hey, Dion.
Hey, you guys. I love the show.
Love you, Dion.
Over here dying off what you just said, Randy. But anyway, I got a question for you. I was talking about something earlier about skipping and cutting school. I was just wondering because I got when I was in high school many moons ago, I got busted by my parents because I cut school and took the car and went to pick a girl up. And my parents came home.
Hell yeah.
So I was just wondering if y'all ever got caught for one of them and did y'all have to tell y'all kids about it.
Oh, man.
I'll hang up and listen. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Deion.
All right. I know that because my biggest thing, because obviously my mother used to work before, went to work for me. So I would skip school. And this is way, I'm talking about like, I was 14 years old, I think. That was my biggest skipping time, like 14, 15, before I started playing football. And if you play football, you, right. you can't be cutting school. But hell yeah, dog. I was convinced. I would convince her. All right, we're going to skip school together. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes.
My mama gone, but now.
It's the best time.
Dude, Angel came home early one day.
Yeah, I had that happen.
Yeah, Angel came home early. And it wasn't even like I was fine if like she catches me cutting school, but she didn't. You catch me cutting school with a girl in the house, and see that's back still when Angel was thought she would, you know, she could still jack a brother up. So just being imagine coming in your mama busting in the room because yo whatever
sure.
You in there with a girl,
yeah.
Oh my God.
So I had
what you coming up for, boy?
Almost the exact opposite situation,
yeah.
Where it was freshman year of high school. They didn't, my mom and stepdad both didn't get home till 5 or 6, whatever. So we could get home bus, or I think I got a ride from somebody else in her. And my stepdad came home early because he forgot something or something.
Yes.
And so I hear him pulling the driveway. I look out my window. I'm like, oh my God, what are we going to do? So I try to like cut him off at the door, which is so dumb.
Yes.
Like I'm so conspicuous.
Hey, what are you doing here?
And he was like, what are you up to? And I was like, and he knew. And he was like, all right, good for you.
That's what
don't
he
do
did.
Anything stupid.
Of course.
He
of
was
course.
Like proud of me.
Yes.
He like gave me like, I don't know if he shook my head, but it was like totally opposite, totally different reaction. Not I probably wasn't doing much anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Freshman year high school, I probably wasn't doing anyway. Adams in Watkinsville. Hey Adam.
Hold up, y'all. Break out the
He's
guy?
Back. He's back
from Denmark. He's back from Denmark, right?
Man, I've been back for like 2 weeks now.
Okay.
Well, good to hear from
y'all
you.
Doing all right.
Good.
But yeah, somebody was talking about the money, and there's an A-ball song that says, tell the bartender to bring me 500 ones.
Uh-huh. Yes,
sure.
So I would like to be a $1 bill in that situation.
You want to get rain. You want to rain on people, huh?
Interesting.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
I mean,
that's it. So he doesn't want his money on his face on money. He wants to be money.
I want to be those 500 ones.
Okay. All right. That's an interesting prompt, Adam. If you could be any,
I like that.
We're good. Thank you, Adam.
I like that.
Which one would you want? Because a one,
you know what?
You're going to end up in some weird places.
The only thing about the ones is the new ones. I don't like when you're at a strip club, crispy ones,
they don't
fly right, man. You can put somebody out with one of them corners.
That's true.
Yeah. You can put somebody out on one of them.
But they do fall cooler, though.
But it'd be sticking together a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? I see.
But an
old one?
No, you gotta get the ones in between. Like, I've been to a strip club before, Andy, that was so small that I know that I would use the same dollars.
Okay.
Like, they cleaned up.
And you got it back.
And I got it back and threw it again.
Remember when you used to have to make the one, like, kind of get the wrinkles out to try to get a soda or something like that? When's the last time you did that?
Oh, man. The last time I
on the side of the vending machine,
dude,
to try to get
Andy,
something?
I have not done that. Yeah, I don't know how
Me
long.
Me either. But that was so frustrating.
Oh, my God.
It's like,
trying to get.
It's a wrinkled dollar. You know it's a
damn dollar. And yet you got to get you're hitting that corner of the vending machine with it. Yes. The
I don't
worst
think
thing
I'd want to be a one, though. Like, if I could be any amount of money, I would. Because if you're a one, first of all, you're getting stuffed in there.
Yes.
Which, I don't know, maybe that's not bad. But then, like, you know, you're going to get wrinkled up. People don't respect you the way that they're. Like, 100, you're going to be in a wallet. You're going to be, although they might roll you up and use you as a.
As a snout.
It would still probably be better than boob sweat, right?
I don't know. I kind of like boob
sweat. So if you're a 10-year-old $1 bill.
Yeah.
How much sweat do you think you're walking around
with? I don't want to be no dollar, because dollar or five. I just got traumatized from grandma, because that's what grandma kept in that damn bra.
Yeah, that's the boob sweat you don't want.
Boob sweat lint dollar bills.
If you're a quarter, you end up in
a
fountain.
Yeah.
You probably drown.
Yeah, man.
But you can make somebody's wish come true.
I know that, but no, man, because
I know. You don't want to be that.
Yeah, you don't do all that.
You think only the good kind of sweat.
Yeah.
That's not what you want.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a good place to end it. Let's get to takeaways.
Go down to Pap or Grandma's.
It's time for the takeaway of the day. So many achievements. On Andy and Randy, Sports
Don't forget, guys, tomorrow we will be at Twin Peaks and Buckhead 11-2, so make sure you guys come hang out with us. Andy wants to nuzzle with anybody. And
come on,
the,
come on.
And the Hawks are lethal in Andy's neck of the woods.
You're going to be a little rodent in my neighborhood? You're going to get eaten. Don't get high on your own supply, says Joe Patrick.
Andy would love to be nuzzled at Twin Peaks, but not in jail.
Yeah.
And playing hard for 40 minutes is difficult.
It is.
Blue Chew. Promo code Andy. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.